Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. More rough winter weather for southern Oregon. Flood warnings and watches in effect for several rivers and coos in Douglas counties. The National Weather Service in Medford has issued a winter weather advisory above the 1,000 feet line for snow from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches above 1,000 feet are expected. Rain will change to snow tonight through early tomorrow morning. Snow will taper off to rain and snow showers by tomorrow afternoon. The snow is set to impact parts of Interstate 5, Highway 138, and Highway 42. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility. If you don't own one, it may be a good idea to get a GPS for your car. CHP Public Information Officer Paul Dalen says that their cars have them.
The GPS thing is really, it's already in the cars. We use our mobile digital computers, and they are equipped with the GPS. And that's really to assist us with traffic collisions. When we document a traffic collision on our face pages for the crash, there's a box that says fill in the location. And it helps Switters track where all the crashes are occurring. And not just Switters, but locally, you know, we can figure out where these crashes are happening and how we can fix.
While we are looking at 100% rain tonight in Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties, the National Weather Service has no hazard weather watches at this time. Over the next 5 years, Humboldt State University will be able to offer 150 paid internships to business students thanks to a $400,000 gift from the Patricia D. and William B. Smullen Foundation. The gift creates the Smullen Undergraduate Business Internships. It will fund hands-on work experience in businesses, nonprofits, and government in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. The goal is to provide valuable work experience while also helping the local economy. The gift is a major boost to the university's effort to expand and reinvigorate the School of Business. It follows closely on the heels of a $500,000 gift to the school given anonymously last year. The two gifts are the largest ever to HSU's School of Business. The school has been able to hire 3 new faculty members for the current year and has hired 2 more for next year. The curriculum is being revised to create a strong core business program with a special focus on entrepreneurship. It also supports the Smullen Scholarship Fund established in 1987, which now provides scholarships to 8 students each year to help cover their university fees. Yesterday, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit, while conducting drug investigation at the 2200 block of Broadway, arrested William Joseph Farrell. He was a suspect in the February 2nd robbery of the Bayshore Mall's Coast Central Credit Union. The arrest was made without incident. Farrell was booked into the Humboldt County Jail. It appears that Farrell had been back in the area for several weeks. He's also the suspect in a March 3rd bank robbery in Rockford, Illinois. The Chicago-based FBI indicted Farrell earlier this week. The federal warrant is expected to be issued today. More KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Yesterday, we asked Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza for his thoughts on the post office's plans to send the mail up to Medford to be sorted and then sent back to Humboldt County to be distributed.
To my knowledge, I don't think it'll affect Arcata has 2 post offices, one in the downtown and one in Bayside. To my knowledge, those two are not going to be affected. The jury's still out, though, as to whether when our letters are put into the mailbox, how soon are they going to get delivered.
To hear the full interview, go to our website, KINS1063.com. In celebration of National Surveyors Week, local chapters of California Land Surveyors and professional engineers in California government sponsored a math competition event at McKinleyville High School. It consisted of timed exercises involving trigonometry problems using right triangle formulas, circle formulas, the law of sines, and the law of cosines. The press release says that John Dembski, son of Grace and Mike Dembski of McKinleyville, was named the local 2012 winner, and he now has a chance to win the state competition and even continue on to the national competition. The top 5 competitors each received cash prizes. Congratulations to the winners. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.